Dr. Simon Roy, clinical note from Mr. David Phillips, PHILLIPS. First of all, DEAVAD, today's date is 1/21/2013. Patient is a 49-year-old Caucasian male, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint, number one, a little bit of blood pressure, number two, low back pain times 10 days, number three, osteoarthritis of the L-spine with radiculopathy bilaterally, number four, no trauma, number five, 1988, he had L5-S1 herniated disc. Number six, osteoarthritis of the L5-S1. Number seven, he's a diabetic. Patient started hurting about 10 days ago. Had been walking, jogging, exercising, trying to stay healthy and control his diabetes by diet and exercise. He suffered back pain. He's been having back pain for 10 days. He's got low back pain with radiating down the back of his legs and in front of his legs. He's got a history of L5-S1 herniated disc. He's got previous history of cervical neck disc disease, status quo, anterior laminectomy. The patient has been taking naproxen without any relief. The nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, purpose, and chest pain, choice, but frequency of severe melmelic easy at constipation, no sore throat, ears, no nose, no focal motor sensory deficits. Sugars between 120 to 130. He checks his sugars 3 to 4 times a day. He has no polydipsia, polyphagia. I'm going to x-ray his L-spine, and if his pain persists, we'll do an MRI of his back. With the radiculopathy, I think we're going to have to do it. I'm going to give him omeprazole 40 milligrams per day to protect his gastric lining, secondary to the fact that he's taking NSAIDs, Medrol dose, Paxlovid, Flexeril 10 milligrams TID, period, muscle spasms, and Naproxen's 500 milligrams POBID with food, Lortab 7.5/500, one pill Q6 aspirin pain. We'll make further recommendations after eating his labs. This is Dr. Simon Roy dictating clinic note from Mr. David Phillips under dictation. Patient with a history of elevated CPK. I'm going to check his CPK as well today. I'll have a patient come back in 1 week.